Good morning.
What did you get in your grades?
7 A stars.
7 A levels?
Yes.
An A star in all 7?
Yes.
Have you had many universities chasing you with that level of grade?
Well, I've had offers from Harvard, Princeton, Columbia and Stanford, so I had a bit of a choice.
It's fantastic. And where are you going to be going? What university are you going to?
Stanford University.
And what are you going to study there?
I'm looking at chemistry, but because of the flexibility of the American system, I might be looking into chemistry with maths or another combination, but chemistry is definitely on the list.
And what about the likes of Oxford or Cambridge?
I applied to Oxford, but they didn't have a place for me, so I'm not sorry at all.
Oxford turned you down?
Yeah.
You got 7 A stars in your A levels and Oxford turned you down?
Yeah.
Did they tell you why?
Not really, just a vague reply in a letter that could really mean anything. So I would never have taken Oxford anyway with offers from America, so I'm not in any way disappointed.
Well, their loss. I'm just astonished that a university here in the UK turns down a young man with 7 A stars. But look, you're going to go to Stanford, and the world's your oyster now. What do you think you'll be, let's say, 5-10 years' time? Where do you see yourself? Doing what?
I'm really unsure at the moment, but I think I'd like to go into research of some sort, but whether it be in a university or in a private company, I'm really unsure. But research in chemistry is what I'm looking into at the moment.
And what's your experience at school been like? This is the end now of school, of course. What's that been like?
I've definitely enjoyed my time there, but I feel that I'm ready to move on at the moment, so I'm happy it's all gone like this and I'm ready to move.
All right. Well, look, all the very best for the future, Alistair, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you. Sir.